Hello, welcome to the podcast. Today we are talking about three basic marketing best practices that are often overlooked and how to fix them. Let's get started. Marketing is one of the most important tools you will ever have to grow your business, period. Marketing is actually your communication tool that reaches your target audience and tells them about your amazing services. But as your business grows, the complexity of your business and, of course, communication grows along with it. If you are communicating internally with more people and externally with more customers, that complexity grows, right? So you've maybe heard the formula. If you are communicating with three people, there are three lines, right? I'm connecting with two people, those two people individually also connecting with two people. So there's three lines. If you go to our website, cucumbermarketing.com, to the blog that I am writing on the same topic that this podcast is about, I have a chart that shows, so three people, three connections. Seven people communicating, there are 21 connections, meaning that there's 21 way of work of type of communication that is happening, right? So one person communicating with the rest of the seven, etc. So you have to take a look or Google the communication progression, number of people we're communicating. It's really cool visually to see it that, for example, 11 people, there's 55 lines, 55 actual connections between people communicating. So think about it as your company grows, as your business grows, you are communicating with more people. And since marketing is communication, your marketing will be more complex as well. And if you're growing your business, if you're planning on increasing market share and growing your team to support you on this journey, you want to make sure that your marketing infrastructure is strong, so your communication is strong. So, and when I say marketing infrastructure, I mean that you have your marketing systems and repeatable processes that are clear and consistent. Why? Well, when you have clarity and consistency in your marketing, it's easier to get the marketing momentum going in your business alongside of all the other growing complexities. If you make one aspect of your business less complex and clear, that's one less thing for you to think about as a busy business manager or busy business owner. And over the last 14 years of working with different companies from different industries, different sizes of companies, I noticed these three unfortunate common mistakes that business managers and owners make. And I even just looked through the past few months, this year and last year, through the companies that we onboarded, I noticed that at least one of these rookie mistakes were found. And they're found often even in seasoned, already growing businesses. So it's definitely worth a reminder. So I thought I would record a podcast on that. So if you are currently working on growing your business, let's dive in. Make sure that these three rookie mistakes are not present in your marketing infrastructure. Number one, no proper benchmarking of marketing data. Marketing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And as cliche as this sounds, I'm still using this metaphor because you will never stop marketing. Yes, you will stop your marathon, but you will, the distance that you will go will always increase. You will always continue running your marathon when it comes to marketing, as long as you are growing your business. And as long as you are looking to reach more customers and get more customers for your business, more customers to know about your business. In today's information-saturated world, as marketers, we are in the best position we've ever really been in terms of collecting the information about marketing campaigns we're running and using that information to improve marketing performance. So if you're not tracking your marketing efforts consistently, you are simply missing out on the opportunities that could maximize your budget and overall marketing resources. So how do you know if you have the important data available? Ask these questions. Do you know what your cost per lead currently is in your digital marketing? Do you know how much it costs for you to drive traffic to the website? Do you know your conversion rate? Do you know your digital market share for a specific term that you want to rank for on a search engine? Do you know how your CPL changes seasonally or year over year? So if you don't have these numbers, my guess is that you may not be benchmarking your marketing data consistently. Maybe you knew what your CPL was some time ago, but then you forgot or you stopped benchmarking it. So consistent benchmarking and knowing your data will definitely help you to increase your efficiency and effectiveness with your marketing strategy and your budget. Mistake number two, no ownership of marketing platforms. You would think that this doesn't happen anymore, as most business managers and owners know how important digital presence is. Still, it's very common to miss and not save login or not to have access to important data, and not even having ownership of critical and important marketing platforms like social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Ads account, Google Analytics account. And I'm specifically talking about ownership, that you have ownership access. You are the owner of the account. Your business has proper setup, and you as a business owner, manager, actually not you, I would say the business. That is a critical piece there, the difference that the business is a separate entity that lives online and has access independent of you, whether you are a business manager or a business owner. When we onboard new clients, this is one of the things that we do in the beginning. We do their online presence audit, and this is one of the first questions we ask them to make sure that they have the foundation of all the ownership of their accounts. Everything is set up properly and they have proper login access. Believe it or not, another thing that came up a few times is that, and I saw it more often in the past, not so much now, but working when we acquire a new client and they transfer to us from a previous marketing agency and they don't have access to their assets. And assets like Google Ads account, for example. And I'm not sure why I'm not going to speculate why another agency would not provide ownership and login access to Google Ads account. But technically speaking, each client, when we set them up, should have and always has their own separate account that they own, and then they give access to our agency. We add them to our agency management portal, and we have full access of the account, but the client owns the account. So do make sure if you are being serviced by an agency that you have all access, all ownership of accounts, especially advertising accounts, because you have so much data there that you want to preserve. That is your data. That is that history of your account, how you can improve things. So make sure that you own that account. Same thing for Facebook, LinkedIn, very, very common. I see that a Facebook page is owned by an individual, which is understandable because historically, when pages still were a new thing, they were owned by individuals. But then Facebook released that option to create a business manager. So now you can have a business manager and your Facebook page lives there, as well as your business Facebook advertising account. Same thing with LinkedIn as well, and ads on LinkedIn. So yeah, access to all of your platforms, making sure that the business owns it and it's not tied to one individual person. And number three, ad hoc advertising campaigns. that mistake is also often revealed when we do marketing audit, and usually how we like auditing campaigns, we look for low-hanging fruit. So we don't make too many changes. We look at what's working really well and look for opportunities that can be quickly fixed. And one of the common bad habits we see is that accounts are being run sporadically without a proven data-driven strategy behind it. For example, switching strategies too fast, too often. Keep in mind that it takes time for the platforms to learn customer behavior and to start working for you. So switching strategies too often, too fast, you will just miss the opportunities that the platform provides as it's learning the behavior of your customer, how they react and act on your ads, on your copy, etc. Second one in here under three about the ad hoc campaigns is that very often there are no experiments running against old campaigns. So if you're running just campaigns that are doing well and no experiments against them, you will never know what opportunities are potentially out there. So always be testing. And when you're testing, make sure that you always test new ads against existing old ads and then gradually move your budget towards best performing campaigns. Don't make any drastic changes in your ad campaigns. Make sure that you gather enough data before switching, but always have the parallel campaigns running together to test them. And number three here in this trifecta of not managing ads strategically is not evaluating your campaign monthly to make sure that you know what your cost per lead is in relation with your budget and how to set your budget. And this question about the budget, how much should my budget be, is number one probably question that I get from clients on my sales calls. The answer really is pretty simple what your marketing budget should be. If you look at your campaigns, if we are speaking about advertising, look at your cost per lead. And if you know your conversion rate, actual conversion rate, how customers convert, and you're constantly working on that improvement, by the way, remembering that leads is just the first part that happens here, but then someone needs to nurture the leads, close the leads, get in touch with the customer, etc. That's a separate conversation altogether. I feel like I need to write a blog post and a podcast about that. But if you know those numbers, the budget should be pretty easy to set. So within this ad hoc campaign running bad habit, watch out for not switching your strategies too fast, too often, and running campaigns without experiments, and not evaluating then your cost per lead and looking at your budget monthly based on those numbers. Conclusion. Like a good city infrastructure, clear and consistent marketing makes things run smoother in your business. So take care of your marketing and it will take care of your growing business. And if you are looking for more clarity and consistency in your marketing, check out our work, cucumbermarketing.com. Get in touch. We are a downtown Vancouver marketing agency. We always have chocolate, just in case if you were wondering. And we would love to connect with you and set up a discovery call, see if we can help you improve your marketing in your growing business. Thanks for listening and keep it cool.